You are listening to a sermon by Christina Toews, recorded on Sunday, February 22nd, 2026, at Point Grey to Mennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to join you today. So I hear you already know about Mennonite World Conference, I think a lot. So I think if we can jump to slide two. Yeah, we're talking about praying today. So slide two, this is a photo from Zurich. So 12 of you went. The 500th anniversary of Anabaptism. That is great. So in case there's some people here who don't know a lot about Mennonite World Conference, our mission is to be called to be a communion, a koinonia of Anabaptist-related churches linked to one another in a worldwide community of faith for fellowship, worship, service, and witness. So the next slide, this means together we are following Jesus, living out unity, building peace. And then now the map. So to give you a little picture of what does the global church look like, MWC includes 110 national Anabaptist churches from 61 countries with 1.4 million baptized believers in more than 10,000 congregations. And 85% of MWC members are from Africa, Asia, and Latin America. I will clarify, this map shows all Anabaptists, and the numbers I shared are the ones who are members of MWC. Not all Anabaptists are members of MWC. That includes some more conservative groups who don't like or don't want to be members of other things. So this is a lot of diversity. And as was mentioned, I work with communications for Mennonite World Conference. And so we're always trying to hear stories and prayers from our churches around the world so that we can share them with our churches around the world, kind of be that connection. For us to be a communion, we need to know each other so we can support and pray for each other. Praying for each other unites us. It encourages us. It's life-changing. Sometimes churches and leaders, they share stories and prayers with us. Often our communications team is paying a lot of attention to world news, particularly where we know there are Anabaptist churches. When we hear of things happening, we try to connect with people on the ground to hear directly from them. We want to know, how can we pray for you? And how can we, so we can then share that with churches around the world. I don't know how much you all follow world news, follow the headlines. Sometimes it can be very heavy. Paying attention to the world right now has felt very heavy and dark. And today is the first Sunday of Lent, this season where we are preparing our hearts for Easter, and we remember the darkness that Jesus came to save us from. And looking around the world right now, watching the news, sometimes it can be easy to feel that this darkness is so strong and so heavy. Maybe we feel lost. In the face of so much, what can we do? In such a time as this, we should pray in private and as a community. Make our anger, frustration, lamentation, hope, and anguish known to God, writes Nindyo Sasongko, a theologian in residence at Manhattan Mennonite Fellowship and a minister with the GKMI Church in Indonesia. When the darkness feels heavy, we should pray. As the people of God, we know that prayer matters. We trust that we can bring anything and everything to the Lord who hears us. Psalm 102 says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call." We trust that the Holy Spirit is with us, guiding us, praying with us. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints." And so we do. We pray. We stay alert. We pay attention to what is happening to our brothers and sisters, and we pray for each other. At MWC, we share prayers in a lot of different ways. Every 2 months, we send out a prayer network email. There are prayers on our website, social media, in our monthly newsletter. We have the online prayer hour, a Zoom meeting every 2 months that is open for anyone to join, and we pray in small groups. And sometimes we share urgent prayers and pastoral letters to highlight significant calls for prayers that we have heard from our churches. And I wanted to share with you today the two most recent examples of these prayers that we've shared. So in January, after the USA bombed Venezuela and captured Nicolás Maduro, MWC released a pastoral letter calling our members to join in prayer for our sisters and brothers in Venezuela. This letter included prayers from the Mennonite Church in Colombia and from the Mennonite Brethren Church in Peru. And this, I'm going to read an excerpt from that letter. We lament the USA's decision to use its military might to seemingly fulfill its own agenda in another country. Jesus calls us to love our enemies and not become what we hate. Concerns about one form of rule does not justify the military attack and intervention from another. When we resist evil with evil, when we mirror it, when we lash out at it in kind, we simply guarantee its perpetuation, says theologian Walter Wink. We call for your prayers for those in the region who are anxious and suffering. We pray that the people of Venezuela may assert their right to collectively determine their national leadership. We pray for government leaders around the world to speak and act with courage and love in this moment of conflict. We also pray for the leaders of the USA that they would learn to govern with wisdom and justice. May we acknowledge different perspectives, even among our sisters and brothers, and continue to live out grace and understanding. May we learn from history and choose the ways of Christ and his peace. As we pray for others, may the Holy Spirit shape our hearts and lead us to action. And then, less than 2 weeks ago, we shared an urgent prayer for a bombing in Myanmar. The military junta bombed a predominantly Mennonite village. Several people, including church leaders, were killed. And this is an excerpt of the urgent prayer that MWC shared on February 11th. Beloved sisters and brothers, on February 10th, 2026, the military junta of Myanmar launched airstrikes in the village of Tlangkua in Tlangkua Township, Chin State, Myanmar. The bomb killed 6 people instantly and seriously injured many others in the village of civilians. Most of the victims are part of the MWC's member church in Myanmar, Bible Missionary Church Mennonite. 11 among the dead were the deacon, the treasurer, and 2 youth leaders of the Mennonite church. 11 church members need emergency medical treatment. A church building was under construction close to where the bomb was dropped. Please pray for those grieving and suffering in Myanmar. Please also pray for the military junta to turn away from the strategy of harming its citizens. An MWC leader from Myanmar wrote, "All international Mennonites, please pray. We would like to express our deepest gratitude for your involvement with us at this time." MWC shared these 2 calls to prayer publicly through our website, email, social media, and people prayed. Sometimes they also write back to us and tell us how they are praying. These comments don't usually make it to be published, but often I find them to be really encouraging. Sometimes some of the most encouraging things I read. A lot of times, pastors and church leaders from different countries who are also experiencing challenges, political unrest, violence, economic hardship, they are often some of the first people to write back to assure us that they are praying. And I wanted to share some of these responses with you. These are all responses to the urgent prayer for Myanmar that was just shared a week and a half ago. From Uganda, is that, it's a slide too. From Uganda, thank you for sharing this sad news about our brothers and sisters in Myanmar. Even though I am deeply troubled, I take this time to kneel on my knees and report our joint cries to God, our Maker. May God convict the leadership of Myanmar so that they may look for the God of salvation. May the blood of the innocent souls activate a mass desire for salvation. O Lord Jesus Christ, wipe our tears. Amen. And then there was a response from South Korea. We have heard the news through the Asian Mennonite Church Network, and we are praying together with you. We are communicating closely with you, and we are also in contact with the Burmese sister in Korea as we seek ways to stand in solidarity together. Thank you for reminding us that we are connected as one church. And a response from the DRC with the original French as well. Thank you very much for the prayer request. We have a prayer chain for bereaved families, our churches in Myanmar, and the country under the control of a military junta. May the Lord welcome the souls of the brothers who died unjustly. Please tell the brothers and sisters that they are not alone. Our sisters and brothers around the world remind us, they remind me of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 to 11. He who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope that he will rescue us again, as you also join in helping us by your prayers, so that many may give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. They're reminding us that Jesus rescues us. So why do we pray? Nindyo Sasongko writes, because prayer changes us first. It softens our hearts, reshaping our desires and binding us to the sacred trust to the Lord and the community around us. He also writes, I believe in a God who actively chooses solidarity with the vulnerable and protects the widows and orphans. Jesus taught peace and nonviolence, not just as concepts, but as a way of life. I remain convinced that nonviolence is the most potent weapon for dismantling societal inequality. When the darkness feels heavy, we pray. I would like to invite you all to pray with us, to pray in solidarity for sisters and brothers in the global church. You can find our prayers online or get them in your inbox. There's a QR code for how to sign up, or you can ask me later and I can also share it with you. You can also, if you want to, join our next online prayer hour, which happens every 2 months on Zoom. The hard part is it's at 7 a.m. because we want to do it at a time so the whole world can join, which is early for us. It was at 6 a.m. last time, but with daylight savings time, the next one's at 7 a.m., so it's a little bit better. So if you're an early riser, please join us on Friday, March 20th. And one other thing I wanted to share with you that we're doing during the season of Lent is we're inviting churches and individuals to share photos with them holding a sign that says, we pray in solidarity with sisters and brothers from, and then the name of a country. And we will be posting these photos on MWC social media as a way to show our churches around the world some of the faces of people who are praying for them. They know people are praying, but it's nice to see a face, to be encouraged, to know that we are part of a global family, that they are not alone. So if Point Grey Inter-Mennonite Fellowship would like to do a photo, that would be great, or just some of you. Wanted to. That's the photo I took at Level Ground doing that. And now I wanted to close with excerpts of a prayer written by Nindyo Sasongko, who I've already been quoting. He wrote this prayer last September as part of a peaceful protest in front of the Indonesian consulate in New York at a time when there were massive protests happening back home for him in Indonesia. O Lord, most compassionate and most just, who humbles the proud and lifts up the broken, you who unveils a glimpse of your mystery as protector of orphans and widows. We gather before you, sincere in our plea. We mourn. No, let us be bold before you. We are aggrieved, not with envy or spite, but with a righteous fury born of anxiety. We ask, how much longer, O God? Open the doors of your mercy, that all caught in turmoil can see there are greater interests, not indifference, but kinship, not insensitivity, but compassion. Not greed, but hope. Open paths of reconciliation such that each person may rebuild trust torn apart by suspicion and strife. May this pain be transformed into the birth of a new era marked by justice, integrity, and abiding peace. O you whose steadfast love knows no end, may the cries of the poor not go unheard. May their suffering be eased, and may their tomorrows be assured. Amen. May we remember that when the darkness feels heavy, we pray.
We'll take a few minutes now if there's comments, responses, questions for Christine.